Good afternoon. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, my guest is Curtis Ross. Curtis is the president and CEO of the Thompson Regional Airport Authority and will be going into more detail about the recent announcement of the federal government contributing $28 million into the Thompson Regional Airport. So let's get right into it. Last week, MP Dan Vendel announced that Ottawa will be contributing $28 million to update the Thompson Regional Airport. How important is this announcement for Thompson?
Well, it's very significant. We've been working on this for a long time. It's not something that just happened overnight. It's probably one of the single most important pieces of infrastructure that connects all the outlying communities to the city of Thompson. And these kind of projects are not the ones that come along every year. This is kind of a legacy project. This is something that will, the full impact of it will be not seen immediately. You know, it's going to be years to come. The benefits from it, the continuation of that airport, a regional airport, is highly significant.
Could you go into more details about the specific changes the airport will see in the coming years?
So the one thing I can assure everybody is we'll remain operational. That was one thing wasn't really covered because the announcement was kind of focused on what is going to impact. We will remain in the existing terminal building as long as we can for the time being while we start the construction of the new infrastructure, which is many components to it. You may have seen if you've driven out to the airport, we have a temporary road that's a construction road that leads to the site now. That won't actually be the final road that goes into the site. That's just the one to allow us to start the process of building all the components. The components consist of, the first piece of the puzzle is the actually water treatment plant. That'll start here in June. They'll finish up the road here in the next 3 weeks, and then in June, that's the start of the water treatment plant. And we're just completing the tender documents and everything for the new terminal building, so that will go out to tender by this fall, and then hopefully we are driving piles for that by this winter. But prior to that happening, we'll actually, with a site where the terminal is going to be built, there's two significant staging areas. One will be built what will be our new parking lot for vehicles, the non-air side as I call it, and then there'll be another area for staging for construction, and that will be for the new apron to where the taxiways will connect to the runway. So, you know, if you look at the picture of the whole project, yeah, it's significant, and it's about a 5-year build from start to finish, and it's approximately $70 million in total. So that's a huge injection. Lots of jobs now and into the future because it's a significantly larger facility. When it's done and completed, we'll be going from a 14,000 square foot facility to about a 44 to 45,000 square foot facility. So,
speaking of jobs, what kind of jobs will be made available by this new terminal? I know that in some of the speeches and in some of the press releases, there was an emphasis on bringing in more middle-class jobs.
There'll be everything. Because there's going to be more retail in the facility once it's built, we will hire more security guards. We're going to probably have more airside operators. So it's good. During construction, you know, the civil people hire their tradespeople for all aspects of it, from road building to water and sewer. So yeah, it's going to impact us not only in Thompson, but it goes outside of Thompson to Winnipeg because some of that stuff is engineering. Our engineering team and our design team, just to give you a little bit of a scope, spans across Canada. So we have our architects and some of our engineers are in Toronto that are working on the terminal building. We have another group of engineers out of Winnipeg that are working on some of the infrastructure for water and sewer. And then we have another set of engineers that deal with the aviation aspect of it for the aprons and taxiways that are coming out of Alberta. We reach out, we've assembled a fantastic team. That's more the technical team. But then under that, there's jobs supporting all that. For me to quantify at this stage is too early. There will be lots of work. Through the disaster mitigation and adaptation funding, there are criteria for a cross-section of jobs that we have to make sure that we're meeting. So we will meet that. We meet that now as an employer, but we'll continue to push that agenda and make sure that it's part of our whole process.
And what does this mean for Thompson economically?
I'm probably one of the people out there that's one of the bigger advocates for Thompson, have been, you know, this is my 30th year living here. So what I see is nothing but opportunity. This sends a signal out to the region, to the province, to Canada, that we're very much alive, doing well. The federal government, obviously, they see this as a land of opportunity up here. They see us as a key player economically in the region, to the province. So they'll be exponential. You know, if whether it's a hydroelectric or whether it's mining, whether it's tourism, all those things, your first impression, I always said your first impression in a lot of cases is the airport. We weren't leaving a very good first impression, and I had made no apologies for that. We tried to freshen up the old terminal as much as we could, keep it from sinking, keep the roof from leaking. You know, we did all those things, but we knew that the life of it was expiring rapidly. So I think all those sectors, it's hard again to quantify it because we are looking at it. We've done it numerically, statistically, but I think what you're going to see is this is the first of many exciting announcements for Thompson. I think you're going to see that confidence level from the investor outside of Thompson and the confidence level from the investors inside of Thompson go up exponentially.
There were multiple people in the speeches that were saying that this was a sign that the federal government acknowledges that northern Manitoba has opportunities for growth. Do you think that the approval of this project will open more doors and help build a better relationship with the federal government?
We've always had a fairly, you know, we've had a good relationship with them. I go back to is we've made a lot of applications to do this over the years. In my 15 years there, there was a Build Canada fund that was out there earlier. We knew we were competing with infrastructure for the city of Thompson, and we knew the priority was, you know, they needed a new sewage facility and effluent facility. So, you know, you kind of are challenged by depending what's on the slate at that time and what you're trying to put up as a priority as a community, right? So, but we knew if we kept at it, there would be a time and a place for us. But it also takes a government to acknowledge that, right? So we've put applications through provincial government, we've put applications through federal government numerous times, but to the credit of this government of this day, they looked at it, they understood the history of the airport, they understood the challenges of the airport, they understood the importance to the communities outside of Thompson, not just Thompson, but I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. We are that lifeline to those outlying communities, whether it's medical, social, healthcare, you know, you name it, that is their connection to us. So it's one thing to put it on paper and write it in an application. It's another thing for government to pick it up and understand what's on that paper and said, yes, we get it. And that's what happened here. So to their credit, I can't thank them enough, to Dan Vandell and the DMAF team and to the Minister of Infrastructure, Mr. Champagne, who got this and said, you know, this is significant. I just can't say enough. $28 million. That is a significant investment into this region.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. And yeah. As in, follow the project as we go. We'll keep everybody posted. We'll do some stuff. You'll see it on our website. You'll see it social media. And it's going to be an exciting process for everybody.
That was Curtis Ross, the president and CEO of the Thompson Regional Airport Authority, who talked about the recent funding announcement for the Thompson Regional Airport. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.